Good day, and welcome to the IPC Market Update. I'm John Soutsos, Branch Manager and Senior Advisor with Investment Planning Council Branch, located at 10 Kingsbridge Garden Circle in Mississauga. 2005 has been full of interesting geopolitical and economic developments. In Canada, we're facing an election. In the U.S., there are large deficits in trade and the annual fiscal budget. Europe is facing a crisis of leadership as several countries question the authority of the European Monetary Union. Asia is challenging the developed world in economic growth. Energy prices have been on the rise in 2005, as have commodity prices such as gold. Interest rates have been rising, and the Canadian dollar continues to be strong. Above average performance in the Canadian stock market has skewed the perspective of many investors in the wrong direction. The course for the future cannot be determined by looking at the recent past. Yet that's exactly what many are doing. It is a documented fact that investor emotions undermine people's ability to make sound judgments when it comes to their money. I have often said human beings are not hardwired for being good investors. My role as your advisor is to provide you with perspective, to provide you with the objectivity to identify where your emotions may be leading you astray. This is why at IPC we believe in the structured process for developing and maintaining your investment portfolio. Rebalancing back to a model allocation is the only way for humans to overcome the urge to buy high and sell low. On November 24, 2005, I interviewed two money managers for our radio program, The Power and Money Show, heard live Sunday mornings from 9 to 11 on AM 640 Toronto Radio. It is my hope that these two brief 5-minute interviews can provide you with some insights that will help give you a better understanding of current events and future direction. The first interview is with Gerald Cooper Key, who will discuss global investment opportunities, while the second is with David Stonehouse, who will discuss interest rates and their impact on bonds and mortgage rates, as well as developments in the income trust marketplace. Enjoy the show.